So we're part of St. John Paul II School in Northeast Minneapolis as our sister parish. And so back in April, they had a gala, and I offered to offer two dinners as an auction item in that gala to raise some money. And so for the last 3 months, I've been preparing for that meal, and we did two of them back to back. We did one Friday night and one Saturday night, and I'm really exhausted right now, just completely worn out. But the Lord provides for everything. It took a lot to prepare for those meals. I had to think up a menu. And that took a lot. I didn't just come up with boring old things. I wanted to be adventurous and come up with some new ideas and push myself, stretch myself along with other people. There was a woman last night who said, I tried a lot of new things tonight that I would have never tried before. So that was exciting. But it takes a lot of preparation. And I wanted people there to experience something special and something new in that. And I love cooking. I love cooking not only for myself, but I love cooking for other people because it lets me participate in the good things that God has created, put them together, and then being able to provide an experience for people. So we had a 7-course dinner. Many of those courses were time-consuming, and I've spent the last 4 days cooking nonstop. I think on Thursday, it was like 13 hours of just making sauces. It was a lot. So it was a huge meal, and 80% of a meal is preparation, and 20% is the actual execution of making it that night. God has been preparing for a meal with us, a feast. A feast that we get a glimpse of here at the altar. The grand feast is in heaven, but we get to taste a little sample of it here. This is a meal we celebrate today. It began with Adam and Eve. God wanted to celebrate with them in the garden. He wanted a special meal with them. And he only said, don't eat this fruit. Don't eat this. It's not going to satisfy you. It's not going to be what you want. And, of course, they did out of disobedience. And then God said, okay, well, then I'll have to pick up the pieces here and deal with this because I still want to have this meal with you. I still want to participate. I want you to participate in my life, and I want you to have the very best. And so he sent his servants to those people in Israel. They were being persecuted, and he said, in order to save yourselves, have a special meal. Have a special meal where I'll give you all of the instructions. He gave it through Moses. He gave all these very definite instructions of what they had to do, how they had to slaughter the lamb and say these prayers and do this, and then take the blood and sprinkle it on the altar and spread it on the mantle of your door and do all of this to prepare. Now Jesus sends his two disciples ahead to prepare the Paschal meal. He himself has seen to everything in advance. God has been preparing us from all eternity to share in this beautiful experience. He leaves to the disciples, though, a certain kind of preparation for themselves. He's not going to do it all himself. And so he wanted them to be prepared for the Eucharistic feast. And so all the essentials have been done by our Lord. But he says, go and prepare a place for us to do this. Prepare a room for us to be able to celebrate this great meal. That's our job. That's our job. When we come to Mass, we have to prepare the room. We have to prepare a place for God to, for Jesus to come and actually make himself the meal that we eat. But we have to prepare in our own hearts. So we have to ask ourselves, how am I preparing for this meal? Am I preparing all week long for this grand meal that's going to happen on Sunday morning? Or do I just kind of waltz in? Do I just kind of wander into Mass and sit back and say, okay, Father, you're in charge now. Entertain me and do what you can to make me want to come back next week, right? That's certainly not my job. I'm not going to do a very good job of that, and I'm going to let you down every time. But we are to prepare a place for the Lord to come and enter into our lives, to receive that meal. And so we're preparing a room every week. We have to read the readings, know what's coming up in the weekend. What's this next thing that the Lord's inviting me into a deeper part of your spiritual journey towards him. And then to be, to clear all of the distractions out. I met this priest one time. He's a priest in the, I always forget. It's not the Maronite rite of the church, but it's another kind of rite of the Catholic Church. And he says, he said, Mass begins when I leave my rectory. Because he says prayers, actually, as he's leaving the rectory, and then as he approaches the church, he has prayers that he says, and then as he's walking in and goes into the sacristy and puts his vestments on, there's prayers that we all say. I say them every time I put my vestments on. And so we're preparing for the meal that's coming. Because we have to prepare for that seminal moment when here at the altar, Jesus comes to be present with us, where he takes that piece of bread and distributes it into the world. And he's the one who completes that meal for us, the institution of our Lord offering himself up on the cross. And so let's prepare well today to receive our Lord, to get a foretaste of that heavenly banquet that we're all being called to, and that one day we, God willing, will participate in fully in heaven.